Hello and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yep. And from today, by the time this is posted, if I'm doing my calculations correct, we are 2.5 weeks away.
We are so close to getting married.
Yeah. We're filming this before we go to Ohio for Michelle's bridal shower and what else? Oh, yeah. The dress. Something that's very important. We're picking up your dress.
Yeah, we got to get the dress, get it fitted, and then also get your suit.
Yeah. No, I'm not seeing her dress. So all y'all that are going to ask. Yeah. We're going to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Or in the same building. The same building, yeah.
Yeah, but he won't be able to see because I'm doing a fitting and we're doing the alterations while we're in town. So it's going to be a very busy weekend.
Yeah. And we were planning on doing this once we get back, but we were like, eh.
We're just going to film it before we leave.
Something that y'all may not know about Michelle and I is we are introverts,
mm-hmm.
but when we are around people for a very short amount of time, we are extroverts in that time.
Yeah.
So Michelle and
I can... ambiverts.
Yes. Yes. That's the term I was looking for. The middle ground.
The in-between. It depends on the situation.
Exactly. Yeah. So... Michelle and I can hang out with our church friends for like 4 to 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
and our cup is filled. Love them to death. So thankful that, you know, we get to spend time with them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, after that, Michelle and I want to do nothing. We want to lay on the couch, read a book. I want to play video games. She wants to paint. Like, we don't want to talk.
Yeah.
So we're filming this episode before we go because... we have something to do every single day, and we're going to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Michelle and I don't really like to be around people every single day.
Yeah.
I know that may come as a shock for y'all because her and I are very like outgoing and stuff on the podcast. When we meet you guys out in public, we're very friendly and outgoing. Mm-hmm. But no, if Michelle and I were to have a choice, we would love to sit and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm being honest, I would want to play video games for 12 hours, and Michelle would want to... well, you would probably like clean and stuff. Honestly, I mean,
that's why I enjoy it. That's my hobby is cleaning.
Yeah. So, that's why we're making this episode before because this is going to be a chill one though. Going to be a laid back, chill one.
Yeah.
We pray that y'all gather some stuff from. We have nothing prepared. We have coffee.
Yeah. This is just a super chill episode. We're just going to sit down and talk about this engagement season, how it's been, what we've learned about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be just a conversation, which we like doing these
because
we just get to be ourselves. And not that we're not ourselves before, but like this isn't a teachy one.
Yeah, we like the ones where we have a conversation because, again, like the episode we posted 2 weeks ago about what we learned in premarital, that was just Michelle and I having a conversation. We just had the cameras on us. Like, that's how our conversations usually go.
Yeah.
But also, I apologize for the buzzing sound in the back. Y'all probably hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I dropped a mic, and now it has a buzzing sound, so we're going to have to buy a new one soon. Hopefully, it's not that annoying. Michelle and I try and talk loud enough to the point where y'all don't hear it.
Yeah.
So, if it's a little bit in the background,
that's what you're hearing.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's what you're hearing. You don't have to stay. You can leave.
It's not that bad. Yeah. It's very subtle. I think we hear it more with the headphones on.
Uh-huh.
But
We thank you guys for all the support and stuff. I know this community is growing. We get a lot of good feedback. Thank y'all for entering in the giveaway, which was about a month ago now by the time this is posted.
Yeah.
We're going to do another giveaway sometime in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know when. I don't know what it's going to be either, but Michelle and I love giving back to you guys. So thank y'all for all the support, all that good stuff. And just another reminder, April, 0 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all shoot us a DM, expect no response.
Yeah.
And Michelle and I are going to take that time to relax and enjoy the married life.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for being patient with us because we want to be nice and rested for season 3 because... now we're tackling another season of life, which is marriage, and that's going to be a whole nother concept that we can tackle because we've really just tackled engaged in relationship, and now it's going to be married. Now we can just combine it all together, and then after that, it's going to be kids forever. or however long God wants us to do this for. I mean, he led us into this thing. We'll see when he wants to lead us out. Yeah. But I hope we can do this forever. I mean, shoot, if podcasting can be my main job and we talk about Jesus, that would be rad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's where God wants to take us, but that would be so cool if our job was ministry.
Yeah.
I think that would be so cool.
Yeah, I think it would be cool if like each season was like just like a different season for us, you know? Like mm-hmm. the first season was just me by myself.
Yeah.
Second season is us together engaged, and then the third season will be like early marriage
early
and
marriage.
Then hopefully we can just continue through our lives and mm-hmm. give advice to you guys based on what we're learning in that season. Mm-hmm. So that will be really cool too.
Yeah, and it'll be cool for new people coming back or coming onto our channel. They're like, what was season two about? Like, I want to watch season two, right? Yeah. It's kind of like a TV show.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, and then season three, we can tackle early marriage. Season four, if we have a kid by that time, or maybe you're pregnant, we can talk about pregnancy stages, which is 9 months long. That could be a season in itself.
Yeah.
Season five, the birth of a child. Bam.
Yeah.
Season six, you know, what a one-year-old acts like. Season seven, you're pregnant again. You know, like, it could be a... We get up to season 30.
Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
There's our life.
Yeah, we can get up to season 30. I'm about to be dad to many children.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have at least 10.
Yeah, okay.
At least 10. Have I ever told you those stories about that?
Where what, having 10 kids?
People will ask me.
And you'd say 10.
And they're like, wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you're like, you literally asked me hypothetically, how many kids do you want?
Yeah.
It's a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, I want 10.
Yeah.
A minimum.
A whole farm.
Yeah. Like, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we were in a hypothetical situation, why would I only want to have one if we can reproduce as many times as possible? Now that I'm growing more and more in my relationship with Jesus, I'm like, hypothetically, I would want a million.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah. That would be.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if hypothetically you can bust out 10 kids, but we'll see what happens.
The Duggars.
Yeah.
How many? They have like 17 or something. Mm-hmm. They had a crazy amount of kids.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Possible.
We can maybe bust out double digits.
Yeah. if we adopt them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, honey, where do you want to take this thing?
I want to talk
about... I'm done talking.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done talking. You can go ahead. I'm going to drink my coffee. You can say whatever you want to say. Love you, and I'm going to sit back and drink my coffee.
Okay. So for this episode, I think it would be cool if we just like kind of went through each phase of the engagement season that we had.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with... like how we started the relationship, which was long distance.
Okay.
Right. So we were long distance engaged for a month.
Yeah. So we're not talking about dating. We're talking about since we got engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
So we got engaged on September 22nd and we moved to the same city October
14th.
Yeah. So it was mm-hmm. just shy of a full month of mm-hmm. being apart engaged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because it goes September, October. Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I dropped out.
Do you need January, February, March,
April? Yeah. I had to do that twice.
Okay. Here we go.
Sometimes I get September and November mixed up, and then sometimes October, I think it's before December. I'm a mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just like we need to practice August, September, October, November, December.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just months. What month is September? 7? No. 9?
Nine
through 11.
Okay.
Those are the three big ones.
Yeah. December's easy.
Yeah. December's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. It's Jesus' birthday.
Yeah.
Technically. Well, technically.
Observed.
Observed. Technically, it's April 1st.
Yeah. Here we go.
Y'all don't want to know about that, though. I've done a lot of research.
Well.
Yeah.
The Christmas season is staying.
The Christmas season will always stay. And Jesus' birthday will always be December 25th in our hearts in America.
Yes.
And I don't know if it actually was.
Yeah.
Evidence points to April 1st, but that's a topic for another day. That's not what this podcast is about. Yeah. Not to debate Jesus' birthday. So,
side topic. Yeah. Okay. So, being engaged and not being around each other, if I'm being completely honest, sucked.
Yeah, it was really weird.
That was something that even before we got engaged, we had a conversation, and I was like, when I thought Asher was going to propose when he was in town in Ohio for my birthday, which was in August. Mm-hmm. After it didn't happen, we had a conversation and he was about to leave. And I was like, hey, like, just so you know, like, I definitely thought that this was going to happen, like, when you were here. And I was like, I'm kind of glad that it didn't, because I don't want to be engaged and be away from you. Mm-hmm. And in your head, you already knew when you were going to do it. And you were like, well, we're going to be, because you did it the next visit. Mm-hmm. And we had like a month. But it was weird, because it was like, if someone were to ask, like, yeah, I'm engaged. Oh, where's your fiance? Like, not here.
It's usually, oh, where does he work at? And you're like, well, he actually lives in Texas.
Yeah.
And then that's when the questions start arising, like, wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, luckily, like, I had really supportive people in my life.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not struggle with any of that. It was just like, wow, we're so happy for you. Like, this is wild how this happened. And even my coworkers, like...
Your coworkers to this day love me for no reason.
Yeah. They love you because they know how much, like, we're in love, and they know how much I value you.
Yeah.
But,
it's
yeah.
It's just crazy because, like, they donated to our registry. Yeah. And I'm like... y'all aren't invited.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. They're just really supportive. And
yeah.
I told them that I wanted to go fully remote so that we could be married and, you know, pursue our life. But I enjoy my company. I enjoy what I do right now in this season. And they were like, yeah. Like, my boss was like, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, go to Texas. Go live with your soon-to-be husband and, you know, get life on together, yeah. You know? So it was really cool during that season, like, all of that stuff. But it was like, I want to be able to, like, go on dates with you and stuff, right. You know? Like, we weren't together. So it was like, yeah, I have this ring on my finger because I'm engaged, but my fiance's not here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was weird going on dates knowing y'all are long distance, because y'all knew... like, when we would visit each other, it would be like a 4-day long date.
Yeah.
But you knew it would come to a close, and then y'all couldn't go on another date for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really just something I've never experienced. Yeah. I know you've never experienced either. So it was definitely a learning curve. But yeah, we had completely opposites when it came to like support and whatnot. I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't have support. But a lot of the people who supported Michelle, they are married, or they're engaged,
or they're
have kids, like whatever it may be. They know how beautiful marriage is. On the flip side, me, I hung out with no one that was married, and nor were in really serious relationships at all.
Yeah.
So when I would tell people I'm engaged, they would think I'm almost crazy, because they knew that you and I didn't live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole, oh, dude, you're jumping into this too quick. And it's like, it's the whole thing of, well, how do you know if you've never been married before?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very different season for me to navigate. And it was definitely hard. Like, me telling Michelle, like, I really wish this person supported me, but like, they still haven't said congratulations. And that was really hard for me, because I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, I just love this woman and I want to marry her. I'm not trying to be like ahead of you in any way. Like, I don't know why they can't support me. And I think sometimes it goes back to like jealousy, and like, I kind of wish I had that. Or like ego in a way. They're like, I don't need to get married. My life's fine. So I'm not going to congratulate them. And I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I'm expecting to be congratulated for me getting married. However, if you say you rock with me and we're really good friends, I mean, don't friends congratulate other friends when they do something well? So that was very hard on me. And the enemy really tried to pry in and be like, your friends are right. You're moving too fast. Like, she's going to break up with you because she's going to realize it too. And that's something that Michelle and I had to navigate, even early on, not even engaged, where I was like, this is how the enemy attacks me. And this is how my friends are too.
Mm-hmm.
Two not really good things.
Yeah. Yeah. So to extend that point, like that's something that we really focused on when we weren't together, because we would FaceTime, we would have conversations, and that's all we could do. We couldn't hang out. Right. Mm-hmm. So the conversations were centered around like, this is what I'm getting attacked with. This is how you can help me. And like, we got really vulnerable and open and honest with each other, like during that season about like what we needed from the other person. And I feel like it's really hard for couples when they're hanging out because they want to go out and do things. And then there's no conversations, like there's no time for conversations. And even now, like our conversations are on walks for like 20 to 30 minutes.
They're really good conversations.
They're really good conversations.
Always very meaningful.
But when we were on FaceTime, we would have an hour to an hour and a half long conversations every night.
Yeah.
You know, like we have conversations throughout the day. I mean, shoot, we called each other this morning. We talked for like an hour.
Yeah. It was 31 minutes. And I was like, all right, honey, well, I got to go. I got stuff to do. Fun call. I drank my whole coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, fun coffee talk.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Literally see you in a couple hours.
Yeah. I got to go.
That's something that is so important early on in your relationship. And that's something that I valued that we started so early, was having those vulnerable conversations. And always letting the other person know like what's going on in our mind. Like it's so healthy.
Yeah. And I, man, when I tell you, I think that's one thing that I value most in our relationship is how open we are towards each other.
Yeah.
Because like I said a couple episodes back, if you take a poll of people and they're like, what's the most important thing in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, communication. Well, I would argue people don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
That we're not taught that.
Yeah.
We're taught to cover our emotions. They don't care. Fight for yourself. That's what we're taught.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to learn about your partner if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we, like, we're not embarrassed to share.
Yeah.
What's happened, what's going through our head.
Yeah.
There may be some times where it takes us some time to tell that person because we need to phrase it the right way, or we don't want to come off like rude or ignorant or whatever, or maybe like we just don't want to come off as gossipy because sometimes somebody will hurt us and we just want to tell the situation that happened.
Right.
We don't want to paint them in a bad light.
Like just literally state the facts
of a
situation.
Yeah. And let's say someone hurts you off the rip and you want to vent to someone. The likelihood of you painting them in a bad light is 100%. Seriously. Let me say it like this. You're dating some girl. She cheats on you with someone else. Right when you find out, you go call your best friend. Are you going to actually paint her in a good light? No. You're going to say she's scamming, she sucks, all this stuff. However, if you wait a couple of weeks, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, yeah, man, she just cheated on me, but, you know, I'm working through it. That's not painting her in a bad light. You're just, you know, sharing.
That's what happened. Yeah,
that's what happened. You're sharing her the facts. And so when Michelle and I go through something, maybe it's something my friend said, or maybe it's something her friend said, or even family, you know, there's stuff that my mom has said, my dad has said, your mom has said, your dad has said, your sister said, my brother said, where it may have came off the wrong way. And there are some times where I don't tell you immediately how it happened. I kind of wait a day to process what actually happened so I can explain that to you. Because usually when something damaging happens to you, you're going to be a little less happy. And your partner, if they actually know you, is going to be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So then you can explain to them what happened.
Yeah.
Not painting them in a bad light.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that you and I, when we first started dating, were not good at. Was painting people in a bad light. Gossiping. Now I believe we're getting to a point where we process it, we tell each other what happened in that situation, and we always say, I'm really not trying to gossip. These are the facts.
Yeah.
And us phrasing it like that, when it does become gossip, we call each other out. Or we say we shouldn't talk about this.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
And that's what we're still working towards. Because sometimes our anger gets the best of us.
Yeah.
And You know, I'll be lying if I said that Michelle and I are easily going to be able to control our anger. Yeah. That, come on now, we're all humans.
Yeah.
You know, we're not perfect. However, that's something that we do work towards. Mm-hmm. That's something that I value a lot, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really good.
I wasn't good at it. I mean, you know, also the fitness industry is so gossipy, it's nuts. Mm-hmm. So I was just surrounded by it.
Yeah.
And when I finally got out of it, you know, and also corporate life is gossipy. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Working in a cubicle around a bunch of people, I mean, there's going to be gossip in the office. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have two people that are trying to become more holy, you know, you're gonna call each other out on the gossip or say, I don't think she would be okay with us talking about it like mm-hmm. that. Even if she did you wrong or not, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Our goal is to be like Jesus, and Jesus didn't talk bad about
it. It's also not up to us to do something about it.
Yeah. Right?
Like, whatever they did, us talking about it's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
But the judgment's up to God.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, early on in our relationship, just prioritizing communication, I think, laid such a good foundation for us to continue that as we, like, moved closer together. We're together, like, almost every day. We see, if we don't see each other one day, it's very odd.
It's very rare.
Like, we at least take lunch break walks together because my break's in the middle of the day. And
Yeah. It's nothing like we hang out all day, mm-hmm. every day. It's like we usually both take a break in the afternoon. I prefer to walk with Michelle than by myself.
Yeah.
That's just what I prefer.
Yeah. And so, even if that's not possible, the gym is over by him. So I will drive by and...
It's literally across the street.
Go in and give him a hug and a kiss. And that way I can see him every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we've done a really good job with communication. So that's just a point I would make in whatever season of relationship you're in to just always... leave the door open for communication, mm-hmm. both directions, because that's something that is so important in a relationship.
Yeah. And just to, like, close this off and kind of, like, because I went on, like, a gossiping tangent, but I wanted to make this point. I think the reason why people were a little bit confused about our relationship was they weren't used to communication or communicating well with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
So they were lost on why are y'all getting engaged and y'all are long distance, because their communication was physical.
Exactly.
And that's what the world says.
Exactly.
Is communication is physical. You need to make sure
you're feeling far from your partner. Just go in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
It's like, no, y'all need to sit down and talk.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing about blinders as well.
Yep.
When you get physical, the blinders come up, and when the blinders come up, that's when you don't want to communicate anything at all, mm-hmm. because then you're attached.
It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah. And we didn't have that option.
Yeah.
I mean, do I think we would have had sex or anything like that? No.
Yeah.
If we were in the same city. But would more stuff have arisen? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dating someone like Michelle, almost Arwine, the most beautiful woman on the planet...
Thanks, honey.
It's kind of hard.
I sound like an old lady.
Yeah. Kind of hard for me to keep my hands off of her.
Thanks, honey.
Tell you what. Actually, I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah.
Next topic.
So.
Keeping it PG here.
Yeah. This is a PG. Family friendly.
Family friendly. We're keeping it family friendly here.
So after that short engagement season of, like, not being next to each other, now we've been engaged in the same city since mm-hmm. the middle of October until now.
Yeah.
Being able to hang out was a huge bonus.
Yeah.
Because we spent the whole beginning of our relationship not together. So we, and obviously we're not sitting down getting freaky. So we've had to find stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still going to find a lot of stuff to do when we're married, too.
No, but that's what I'm saying is, like, during this season, we've figured out and navigated what we enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And it's going to benefit us in marriage because when there's nothing to do and we already feel physically connected, it's like, okay, let's go do something.
Yeah. You
know? Getting creative with, like, date nights. It was kind of easy during the holidays. Now it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, we made, like, Halloween pizzas and we watched, like, Halloween Town and, like, all the Disney Halloween movies. And then We did, what did we do for Thanksgiving? Well, we went back to your, to see mm-hmm. your family, but I don't know. Oh, we were celebrating Christmas during November and yeah, December. Yeah,
we didn't go to any pumpkin patches or corn mazes or anything. Not. Now, this upcoming, well,
we also
didn't have friends, so that was also yeah. like another weird situation. Was it was literally just Michelle and I until a month ago.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, now the friends we have here, I mean, none of us are leaving yeah. Texas, and we're all
talking about our kids growing yeah, up together, so yeah. we're set.
So we're going to be really good friends for
yeah.
decades on.
Yeah. But finding things to do when you're engaged and like out, like date nights, you know, of like activities, I think is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think that we were really good at figuring out like things to do. Because mm-hmm. Asher and I also don't like to spend money.
Yeah. No, we don't.
So we would try to find, like, we would go places. Like, we went to a couple cities. Well, we went, like, downtown here and then to Grapevine, which was so cool. If you were in the Texas area yeah. around Christmas time, go to Grapevine.
Yeah.
It was so magical.
They've shot in Hallmark movies there.
Yeah.
In Grapevine. And we went there kind of, like, just to test the water, see what it's all about. And we got down one half of the street.
Yeah, we didn't even get to go through the whole thing.
We couldn't even go through the, like, there are like old time candy shops, old movie theaters, a lot of wineries, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Those of y'all who drink or not, whatever, Michelle and I like to have a drink here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And wineries is something that Michelle and I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things we did when I visited her in Ohio. It's just a lot of fun for us to test out a couple different wines. We like the taste, and yeah, it's just a fun
activity.
It's
yeah.
an activity to do. You don't get drunk. Mm-hmm. You're sober-minded, and you know, when the wine's flowing, the conversations start going. That's what I like to say. Even if it's just, you know, a sip.
Yeah.
Michelle and I enjoy each other's company when yeah. we have a glass of wine together. So
yeah.
Glass of wine and coffee, two yes. things that Michelle and I like to sip on. We have yep. just explosive conversations.
Yeah, that will be like our routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like having, we don't really have like a balcony or somewhere to sit right now outside, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But just sitting down and having like a cup of coffee in the morning, and then after dinner, like going outside and just sitting out with a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing.
But if you're in the Texas area, Grapevine, really, really cool.
Yeah.
Michelle and I are definitely going to go back this upcoming Christmas and have more time to do it, because we did not have enough time this mm-hmm. year. And
yeah, we also spent some time cooking together too,
mm-hmm.
which was fun. Mainly yeah. me, but yeah. you helped.
Yeah. Well, here's something that Michelle and I learned.
Here we go.
Is the kitchen is a dangerous area for Michelle and I.
It is. It is.
Very dangerous.
I'm laughing, but it's totally serious.
Yeah.
Asher now has to sit at, like, we have like a counter with like a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he now has to sit there while I cook, and he's not allowed to come in the kitchen.
Yeah. And this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Know your weakness.
Yeah, know your weakness. And for me, I never knew this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just really attractive to me. And
that's something else. I'm really glad that you said that, because that's something else I really wanted to make a point on, is knowing, like I just said, knowing your weakness, but like being aware of it and like avoiding the situation, right? Mm-hmm. Like so many people ask, like, how are you guys waiting? Like, how are you doing this? How are you navigating this? And I've heard other people talk about this as well. And they're like, we know the situations we should put ourselves in,
yeah.
right? So like this one girl was like, we don't take vacation together. Like we don't go anywhere together.
Yeah.
Like it's so true. Like you're opening the door.
If Michelle and I went to the beach together right now, that yeah. would be such a we wouldn't even enjoy it, honey.
Yeah.
Because we would.
It would, I'm just
telling you right now, we wouldn't be clothed. Yeah. I know how that situation would play out.
The whole time, it would be like, I wish we were just married.
Yeah.
And then you're taking away how special it is
exactly.
to go when you are married.
Exactly.
Like, this beach
that's,
trip.
That's
for
why
our
I think
honeymoon.
We're gonna treasure. Yeah. I think that's why we're gonna treasure our honeymoon so much
yeah.
because we've never slept in the same bed together, never been on vacation together. Never done anything like together as a couple, really, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. we are still single.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the eyes of God, we're still single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's that. that's where I'm going with this. Just knowing weaknesses and stuff like that. That's one weakness, but there are other ones I could get into, but
I think
sometimes people ask stupid questions when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're like, how do you do it? Like, how do you not? And it's like,
we've talked about this before. Yeah. Like JP says on his podcast, like, avoid this situation.
Yeah. It's like, keep on backtracking. If you get horny when she does X, don't allow her to do X. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you get horny when you're giving her a hug and you make out with her and then you pin her up against a wall, well, don't pin her up against a wall. Mm-hmm. Maybe give her a hug and a kiss and leave.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just being completely transparent here.
But that's something that we've navigated this engagement season is we've been in situations where we're like, okay, this is escalating and we can't do this situation anymore. Like we can't do this scenario. Yeah. Like we have to avoid this scenario. And so that's what this whole engagement season has been mm-hmm. like, oh, nope, we're going to slip up, or we slipped up. We got it. We can't do that again. We can't, we can't be in this exact situation
anymore. And on the flip side, you know, we also know how like, horny we are for each other, which is a positive. Mm-hmm. You know, like we know how to, I guess the appropriate word would be to arouse each other, you know, in a non-sexual way, in a way of like our clothes still being on, which I think is also important to know.
Yeah.
Now, would we have figured that out when we got married? Of course.
Yeah.
But you know, you always got to take a positive from a negative situation.
Yeah.
So, for example, tonight, like I came into Michelle's house and I said, "Hey, honey, I'm really horny. We got to make sure we do stuff tonight."
We
got
to be careful tonight. Yeah.
Because if I didn't say that, then she wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I do something, and she's like, oh, "Okay, like whatever, right?" But she knows I'm horny, so now she's going to have double blinders up and be like, you need to stop doing this, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really important. And I sometimes think men are too afraid to say that because they're supposed to be the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing right now, a girl who is truly pursuing holiness, she's going to want a man to be open about that because she also wants you to lead her towards holiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, hey, I'm horny, we need to set some boundaries tonight. If she's a follower of Jesus, she's going to be like, thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she says, well, why? Well, I would have another conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
But that I get that question a lot, honey. Mm-hmm. I try and set boundaries with my boyfriend or I try and set boundaries with my girlfriend and they question why. And I'm like, well, then why are you with them?
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries are really important. Our boundaries are really important. Shoot, we're going to have boundaries in marriage too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me there.
Honey.
You're keeping that in. Here we go.
I was not expecting you to say that.
You never know. Shoot.
Yeah, but we've been so vulnerable and open with each other that it's going to be one of those things where it's like, hey, honey, I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Okay. Or on the flip side, you're going to say, hey, honey, do this more.
Yeah.
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 Or we're going to say, don't touch me right there. I don't like that.
Yeah.
We're exploring our bodies.
Yeah.
And that, again, we go all the way back to communication.
Yeah.
If we didn't talk about communication at the very start of our relationship, or if we didn't develop that, you may have been doing something intimate to me when we get married, and I would be too afraid to tell you because we never had that foundation of communication to begin with.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, I'm afraid to tell her. And it's like, no, now, now we're at a point, if you do something that I don't like, I'd be like, yeah, honey, don't do that, please.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to stress how important it is to like build that foundation when you're engaged. That's like something that Asher and I have both learned over these past, how long have we been engaged? 7 months?
Yeah. 7 months going on, I don't know, forever.
But if you are dating or engaged and you're pursuing holiness and purity, I would say that being open and vulnerable with each other and understanding how the other person like gets triggered on things and mm-hmm. like that kind of stuff, like having that foundation is so important, and just building your relationship non-sexually. Like yeah. Asher and I are best friends, mm-hmm. literally best friends. Like you are my best friend. Mm-hmm. And just being able to be myself around you has been such a blessing because mm-hmm. I've always felt like I had to like put up a front, or it just never felt safe for yeah. me to be myself. And creating that safe space for each other has made us closer and our relationship so strong. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that we've learned in this engagement season. That one, I was surprised by, and two, that maybe I would have, I already knew, but I've never been able to experience it. Right. So mm-hmm. like that, knowing your spouse should be your best friend and mm-hmm. you should be so comfortable around them. I knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
I've had so many people tell me that. I've heard that in messages. My best friend told me that about her and her husband. And I knew that was a thing. I've mm-hmm. just never experienced it.
Yeah.
Right. So like, yeah. this is the first time I've experienced it. But then on the flip side, there's also things that I didn't expect to be a part of a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. like having so much respect for each other. Like that's something that like I learned that it was in a healthy relationship. I think I always kind of like had that in my mind, like I want someone that respects me, but I never really like understood what it meant. Mm-hmm. Like it's to the point where if the smallest thing happens, we're both like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I make this better? You know, like we just have so much respect for each other. So that's just things that like we've learned and navigated in this engagement season. But spending time together all the time and just really getting to know each other on a deeper level. I feel like we've learned things about each other that we may not have been able to learn over FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about some things that we've learned about the other person. And
why don't we talk about that and also some things about ourselves?
Yeah, because we both learned a lot of stuff about ourselves too. Mm-hmm. And that's what, if you listen to our premarital episode, we talked a lot about things that happen in relationships that we've, well, it was about marriage, right? But like we've already experienced it. And when you get into a relationship, your sins are more visible mm-hmm. and you hold up a mirror with the other person and you're like, okay, wow, this is what I'm doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And it just takes that humility to acknowledge it and allow the Holy Spirit to change that part of you. So yeah, we can talk about that as well.
Okay. You want to start?
Sure. Okay. So something that I've learned about you.
Yeah, about me. Yeah.
Shoot. I kind of knew a lot of it. Asher's a big goofball.
Honey, and it comes you're going to embarrass me.
No, it comes out more when we're in person.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell like how goofy you are over FaceTime. So like the second we moved here, it's like I'm literally hanging out with my best friend who can make me laugh in any situation. And mm-hmm. it's just the best. You're so goofy. I would also say how like I see Jesus in you, and I saw Jesus in you when we first started dating, but I feel like it's gotten stronger.
Yeah.
And just being around you and just seeing like how you're literally chasing after the Lord, and like you're just trying your best to like learn more and be able to have those conversations with people who may not be on the same page. Like you were just watching a theology video, and you do it a lot, and just
yeah, that's all I watch.
Witnessing you like watching that stuff has been like super inspiring, and it makes me so happy because that's something that I prayed for. Mm-hmm. I wanted a man that was on fire for the Lord to like learn more, like mm-hmm. how I am. So that's been really good too. What?
Nothing.
Oh,
I have to owe that to fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously I owe it all to Jesus, mm-hmm. but I think some of that comes from, because people used to be like, well, why in fitness is it this and this and that? Like, why is this the way? Mm-hmm. So when people press me about Jesus, it's like, if I don't have an answer, it's like, shoot,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, no, you're not going to know all the answers about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's just, you can't.
Yeah.
But you can answer a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what inspires me, is someone that's genuinely curious, because it may be that one question that they're searching for and they've never came across somebody that knows how to answer it properly. That's what's straying them away from Jesus. So, but one thing I've learned about you, honey, is that your farts are smelly.
Honey!
I'm kidding.
He's joking.
They smell like flowers. I'm only kidding.
They do smell, but you haven't really smelled them that often.
I know. That was a joke. That was a joke. So something I have learned about Michelle is that she never wants to sit around. She always has to be doing something, like an activity or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Unless I don't feel good.
Yeah. Which I really appreciate, personally. Something that I guess, like, prayed for, but kind of like hoped for, is I was looking for the three F's.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Fit, feminine, friendly.
Yeah.
Those are the three things I was looking for. And you're very fit, you're very friendly, and you're very feminine. Mm-hmm. That's something I've really came to the conclusion on. This woman is so feminine. When I can tell you guys, get you guys a feminine woman, oh man. All right, I gotta control.
And to think there's people trying to take that away from women.
Man, I gotta control myself. Yeah, it is just hot. Anyways, so yeah, she doesn't like to sit still, which I like, because laziness is just never, it's not an attractive quality at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because what comes with laziness is also the victim card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, when I was younger, I used to play the victim card, and my dad just hammered me on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just be like, oh, you in jail? Must be a victim. And he would just, like, so now it's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she always told me over FaceTime, I don't like to sit around, I don't like to do anything. But now that, you know, we're in the same city and stuff, I've noticed that she really doesn't like to sit around. Now, on a weekend where we're just trying to have a chill day, we'll watch Suits all day. But we do that on our Sabbath usually. We don't do that on a day in which we're working or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about days in which we're supposed to be working. Mm-hmm. Like for this podcast, for example, she hasn't missed one upload. She edits it. She's a very hard worker. And she gets it done. It's very important to her, as it is to me as well. And I really cherish that about you, honey. I really do. Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, it's awesome. You do a great job. Yeah. So to the people who is wondering who edits this, it's not me, it's her. I post all the clips, but she does all the editing. So yeah, she definitely does the harder job. But yeah, that's one thing. I would say another thing that I have learned about you, honey, is how caring you are as well. Because over FaceTime, we couldn't see that because it was all texting and calling.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in person, you can see the actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give an example. Before this podcast, I was watching a theology video. I ate my food. Michelle took my dirty plate, cleaned it off, came back, gave me a seltzer water and a coffee before the podcast, because that's what I drink. Didn't ask her.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have happened over FaceTime.
Yeah.
And doing stuff like that, she wasn't doing that in a way of, I did this for you, now you got to do the whole dishes later mm-hmm. tonight. It wasn't that. Now, will I probably do the dishes later? Yeah, I probably will.
No.
But it wasn't a point system. It was,
exactly,
I just care for you.
Yeah.
So
that's something else. I should have added that. So in my past, it's been really hard for me to be appreciative of people doing something for me, because it was always to get something.
Yeah.
And it never lasted.
Yeah.
So it was like the beginning of the relationship and then it went away. And that's something that I value so much about you, is like the way that you treated me the first time I came to see you in Houston is still how you treat me today.
Two things Michelle has never done: opened her car door and driven the car.
Yes. Asher has never seen me drive.
Yep. Well, no, I've seen you drive once down the parking garage.
Okay, that doesn't really count, because yeah, I had to leave the parking garage and drop you off at your door. That yeah, was in the same apartment complex.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really count. That yeah, you did see me behind the wheel. But
yeah,
yeah, I've never driven anywhere.
Now, will I see her drive in the future? Maybe.
Yeah, if something happens. Yeah, maybe. You never know.
But
yeah.
I
drive myself. Now, I drive myself around.
Yeah, like, yeah,
I
do, yeah. Say that. Yeah, but if
it's
if,
not that I don't drive anywhere.
Yeah,
it's just when we're together, you're driving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that goes a little bit on the caring side.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm kind of boasting about myself now. Is if okay. something were to happen, I would want it to be on me and not you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got in a wreck or anything like that, I would rather take the blame.
Yeah.
And me take yeah. care of it.
Yeah. And we both figured out. Real quick side tangent, we both figured out a couple Sundays ago that our biggest question is, do we feel loved?
Right, our primal question.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
if
so
y'all want to, if y'all want to take the survey, just type in primal question Mike Foster. Yeah, Mike Foster on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a type form. Mm-hmm. You answer a couple questions. He shoots you an email about what your primal question is.
Mm-hmm.
Super important.
Yeah.
Super
it's good important. To understand yours, and it's good to understand your partner's mm-hmm. because that's just where their weak spot is, right? We have the same one.
Yeah.
And that's something I think hasn't really diminished either in our relationship, is like making each other feel loved and like
that's
appreciated.
That's our question, by the way. If y'all.
Yeah. Are yeah. you, are, am I loved?
Am I loved?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. That's something else that I value so much, is as this relationship progresses and we're moving towards marriage, you already have me, you know that we're getting married, and the effort hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we're going to vow to each other, is to always like let the other person know how you're feeling about them
yeah.
and towards them.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I feel like just sharing that's so important. That's something that I value about you.
Yeah.
So what's something that you learned about yourself?
One thing I learned about myself is I always knew I wasn't a patient person, but now I really know I'm mm-hmm. not a patient person. And
the only reason I just said mm-hmm is because I'm the same way.
Exactly. And I didn't realize that until her and I started dating, because mm-hmm. something that I noticed about her was she's also not a patient person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a second. I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be with our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
This could be with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
This could be with waiting in a line.
Just some inconvenience.
Yeah, just some inconvenience. I wish I could sit here and say, I have the best patience in traffic at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to run that thing. I'm like, seriously,
yeah.
I want to run that thing. I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get home or do whatever. I think something that I've also learned about myself is keeping my composure under stressful situations.
Mm.
I think that's something I've learned about mm-hmm. myself. I didn't know if I was good at that or not,
mm-hmm.
but us just being in this engagement season, because we've gone through quite a bit of stuff
mm-hmm.
during this with bills and planning and stuff like that. If you go through an engagement season of planning a wedding and you say it went according to plan,
mm-hmm.
you're a liar. It never is going to go according to plan.
Yeah.
Something's always going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to be perfect. Just
yeah.
to let everyone that's planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Planning a wedding with Michelle was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're done with 99%
mm-hmm.
of the wedding stuff. It was a lot of fun. And there was a lot of stuff that sucked.
Yeah.
Two things can exist.
Yeah.
And I think when the stuff that sucked come up, I think that's something that I was good at. And was keeping my composure under stressful mm-hmm. situations.
Yeah. I think something that I've also struggled with and just like been more aware of is, I don't want this to sound bad, but like my trust in God. And
oh,
I
yeah.
think the reason I say that is because of those things that we went through.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was going to say the same
when
thing,
you're
honey.
Going through things alone, it's like, it's not as noticeable.
Yeah.
That you're not trusting God in that season. But when you're going through something with someone, like financially, like we are right now, it's like, okay, God, are you there? Like,
yeah.
what's going on here? You know, like, and it's been something that I've been struggling with,
mm-hmm.
you know, and thank God for the church that we're going to and the devotional that the women's group is doing in the Bible study, because it has been helping me so much in this season. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
That's
good, honey.
But just being, I'm like more aware of the things that I struggle with my relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Like trusting him and like, is he going to fulfill his promises?
Mm-hmm.
My life was full of empty promises. So
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to fulfill them?
Yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's been like way more.
Yeah.
Visible.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, honey, that's something I've learned with my, yeah, is trusting in God, because again, going on the past, it's like when I would do something bad, mm-hmm. I'm like, are you still going to be there with me? And this right. is like people in the world, not God.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, shoot, if I do this, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
You know? And in the same way, now that I have a relationship with God, I may do something bad mm-hmm. or something may come up and I'm like, oh, shoot, are you still going to be here?
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that we both deal with is like the people in our lives growing up wanted our life to go a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so we felt like we had to walk on eggshells around them to please them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I'm glad that we're aware of and that we're struggling with together, because that could be something that comes up in the future where I'm like, right. What if I make a different decision? Is Asher still going to support me? Mm-hmm. But we've both experienced that, and we know what it's like to fully support someone through everything, because that's what we want to do for each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what we know the Lord is doing for us. Like, he's never going to leave us or forsake us. Like, we can never mess up his plan. Yeah. Right. So like, if we make a decision to do something else, like, he's going to use it somehow, mm-hmm. you know? But just leaning on him and all of that. But yeah, being in a relationship really opens your eyes to a lot of things that you may have either suppressed or ignored or whatever.
Actually, I'm going to say this. Pursuing marriage.
Yeah.
With the person that you chose.
Yeah.
That's when stuff's going to be opened up.
Yeah.
Going on dates with people and stuff like that.
And when that happens, when you're in a relationship and you're pursuing marriage and all of that stuff is visible, that is not an excuse to run.
Yeah.
I want to say that right now. Mm-hmm. That is something that you sit down with your partner and say, this is all the things that are like my eyes are opening to, you know, these are things that I need to deal with. And I just want you to know that I'm aware of them and that we're a team and we're going to work through this together. It's not like an embarrassment thing where you need to be like, you can just leave me. I'm a mess. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm not going to come to you and say my patients are awful. You shouldn't marry me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're going to work through it together. And this is something that I'm aware of and that the Lord is helping me with. Yeah. So,
and if they do make you embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well, that's not, Jesus didn't embarrass people.
Yeah.
He always gave them a safe space.
Yeah.
He also never lied to them. He always told them the truth.
Yeah.
The same way your partner needs to do the same. Mm-hmm. Your partner shouldn't embarrass you. He shouldn't frown upon you for struggling through something. Mm-hmm. He should be supporting you through it. Mm-hmm. But we got to run to premarital.
Yeah, we got to go meet with the pastor and get a piece of paper that we will then take to go get our marriage license.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
What?
You're just so gorgeous. Oh my gosh. Thanks, all right. Man. I got to hop off. I got to give my woman a big smooch.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in and just listening to our conversation about what our engagement season was like. And we will see you next Wednesday on the tripod.
Come here, sexy.